The Morning Rush Podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly.
Chris Fort Smith. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com.
I've got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
In my fall, cause I wanna get it on till I die. In my fall, cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
You ever get lucky, Tommy?
Tommy Kraft.
Their parents were acting a fool in the bleachers at the boys' club.
And Nick Mason.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
Welcome into the Morning Rush as we are broadcasting live from Oaklawn Racing here in Hot Springs. I'm John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft with me on this beautiful day.
Beautiful?
Maybe not weather-wise, but you know, it is a beautiful day to be down here in Oaklawn, at least.
There's never a bad day to be at Oaklawn Park. But boy, we've been through a thunderstorm this morning here in Garland County already. But you're right, it is a beautiful day to be at Oaklawn as we're cranking up the final two weekends of racing here, and glad to be here for what is always a fun time at Oaklawn, but kind of a sad time, too, because another year of racing has come and gone.
It's crazy how fast it's moved, for one, and two, I mean, with all the stuff going on this weekend, I mean, hopefully the rain holds up a little bit.
I think for a lot of our audience in North Arkansas, they're not experiencing the rain, but I'm going to tell you, if you're listening here in South Arkansas, you know exactly what I'm talking about this morning. Hot Springs, Arkadelphia, Mena, that whole area, kind of, you know, certainly south of I-40, but, you know, really southwest Arkansas, kind of getting hammered with some thunderstorms this morning. So it's kind of been a weird year. Normally I'll take in not a lot. I'm not a guy that gets to go to the races a lot. I've got a good buddy, Scott, that he's out of 56 racing days or whatever there is here. He's at 40-something of them. He's here a lot. I get to go to four or five or six usually. I hadn't gotten to go a lot. With everything we had going on the show, bringing you in, just everything going on, I hadn't seen with my own eyes one race this year.
Are you blaming me because
I'm sad about that. Yeah. No, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's unusual because I enjoy coming to the races and, you know, racing program in one hand, cold beverage in the other. You know, I hadn't got to do that. That's just part of it's a rite of spring in our state.
That's true. And just think about it this way: as soon as the season ends, though, the next season will be here before you know it. So then you'll be able to make up for all that lost time.
I'll have
that
to make up for it
this year.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to make up for it at Baum Stadium.
There you go.
I don't know if I need a racing program at Baum Stadium, but. Yeah,
you can find ways.
We've had about three shows here today, or three shows here. This is our third show here this season, and our third show from the track kitchen. So we are in the track kitchen where let's just say the smells are better here than at the paddock and barn area where we've been before.
Yeah, I don't mind the smells. I don't mind the smells. If I can wake up and smell some food and coffee, it feels like a little better than saying going over there and smelling other things.
This is the place to be because until this season, the track kitchen was only kind of available to the folks that worked around the facility here, to the horsemen and the men and the women that made Oaklawn great kind of behind the scenes. Now it's open to the public, so this is a great place to roll in and have some breakfast. So if you're in Hot Springs today or you're headed this way for whatever reason listening to us this morning, swing by here and say hello. We'd love to see you here at the Track Kitchen at Oaklawn.
It's going to be a loaded Friday as well. We're going to get to some of the things that Chad Morris said yesterday as he met with the media. It really is last press conference before getting to the spring game. Had some comments about what to see, some players that will be out, as well as talking a little bit about War Memorial Stadium, which we'll get to in just a second. We'll also have Scott Tabor, former Razorback baseball player, 8 o'clock. We got Tracy White coming on at 8:15. I mean, we got loaded. So we got plenty to talk about. And when we'll probably get into the Masters, as I know you want to talk about the Masters, too, and the leaderboard that's up there.
You said Kirk coming up, too.
So
Kirk Elmquist going to join us in the next hour, just over an hour from now. He is the tournament director for the Bass Pro Legends of Golf. And there's so many ties, I think, not just because of the timing of the Masters versus the Legends of Golf, but because we get to see Jack, like, and we were talking about this yesterday, you get to see Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player do the honorary start yesterday in one of the traditions of the Masters that is great, but you saw him the day before in the par three contest. Tom Watson wins. All these guys are going to be up there. But if you've not been to the top of the Rock, I'm telling you, there are a lot of similarities visually when you walk around that par three course at the top of the Rock to Augusta. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to say it's Augusta, but it might be the next closest thing, and it's certainly the closest little slice of heaven we have in our backyard. And it is, in that the azaleas there, the beauty of that course, Johnny Morris has done a fabulous job. I'm not saying it's Augusta, but it's pretty darn close.
It's close you can get without actually going to Augusta.
It is beautiful what they have done up there with those golf courses. So
hey, some people just take it all day for those that can't get into Augusta, like myself, who probably will never be able to get into Augusta to actually play. That'll be just as good. All right, so talking about Chad Morris yesterday when he met with the media, there's a lot of things to take away, and we're going to kind of break down a lot of the comments that he made. But we'll start with how he felt about War Memorial Stadium coming down to the spring game, because I feel like that's something every coach at Arkansas in football needs to be asked, or at least they're going to be asked. Mainly it's with games, but this time it's with actually a spring game and a glorified practice. But I think he handled it well, but I feel like there were some interesting words that he used, word choice that he used when dealing with War Memorial Stadium. Take a listen.
I have been there. I've been there a couple times, and you know, I'm just really excited about taking this football team to another venue to play and to go down to War Memorial, where there's so much history from this program, and to be able to go in there and be a part of you know, connecting that fan base all across our state, and to have an opportunity, free admission, to come on out and support and feed, first time for them, for a lot of people to see the Razorbacks in action. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. A lot of history there, and I'm a history buff when it comes to college football, but. So again, you know, it's a chance for these guys to. I know their families. A lot of families are coming up, and so it'll get a chance for their families to see him play for the first time.
Seeing historical, it's historical. He likes the historical value of it, and he also likes the fact that it's going to be in a different venue. That's kind of it's a nice politically correct answer when dealing with War Memorial Stadium, but you got to figure that. Most coaches probably feel like, I'd rather have it to where I'm in control of it. I like to have it in my facility, someplace we're not going to be very often. And I guess in the way he's approaching it for a spring game and saying the families are going to be there, you're going to have it nice. But the thing is with the recruiting, and you can't have official visits, you can't talk to the recruits, you got to feel like in the back of his mind, he's like, man, this is going to be tough.
I mean, let's just be honest. And I know this becomes a political debate in our state about
every
the stadium,
single
time. And people get their feelings hurt. But let's just be honest. No one would sign up if Chad Morris and Hunter Yurecek had their choice. You can play in either stadium. The construction wasn't the issue. It was complete. You'd never sign up to play the red-white game at War Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
At you wouldn't do that because of... Well, first of all, you'd have to travel. It's going to cost them money to travel the team down there to take all their game day equipment and everything they're going to need to put this event on. They got to, you know, haul it in a tractor trailer and drive it all. It's just a pain in the butt to do all of that stuff. So they got to do that, number one. And then I think the most important thing of why you wouldn't want to do it, that doesn't have anything to do with the stadium per se, and the difference in amenities, which, you know, I don't want to get into that. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, you know, no need to pile on. But you can't talk to the recruits. You're going to invite these recruits to your spring game, and then because we're not on campus, we can't have a conversation. So now I'm going to put myself at a recruiting disadvantage.
Right off the bat.
Not going to sign up for that either.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, you talk about the quality of the facility. I'm not saying Chad Morris doesn't care about that, but that's probably not as big a deal to him as it is to other coaches. Because where did he coach at last 3 years?
A place called SMU, actually.
You think SMU had this, like, high-quality first top shot. And I hadn't been to SMU Stadium, so I could be totally wrong. But I don't imagine he's used to the last 3 years. Now, he was at Clemson, very nice stadium. He's coached at a very high level in the ACC. I get all that. He knows what a stadium should look like, and he knows the level of an SEC stadium. But I don't imagine Chad Morris is all caught up in what the stadium should be and this and that. It's about the product on the field.
Right.
I mean, he's coached at SMU the last 3 years. It's not like he's taking a step down to come to the facility at War Memorial Stadium based on where he's been accustomed to the last 3 years. I would imagine his biggest concern, guys, is not being able to talk to them recruits.
Has to be.
That's the thing he's more apprehensive about, having to play this game at War Memorial because of the construction in Fayetteville than anything else.
I have a problem with it. If you're a coach, you'd have a problem with it, obviously. But I have a problem with it, too, because of just the recruiting angle, where you're Arkansas. We understand the obstacles that Arkansas has to go through in recruiting. We understand that the in-state talent is not always going to be there at a high level year in and year out. We understand that. So you have to take whenever you can get it, any type of recruiting angle, any type of time you can have a contact with a recruit, you got to be able to take it. And when all these other teams are having these spring games where they have recruits on campus and they have packed out houses and it's on their campus and all of that, that's something that they have that Arkansas can't compete with.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
So you can't put yourself at a disadvantage. And this is a one-year. This
is
a one-off.
It's going to be common.
This isn't, it's a 10-year plan here.
No.
We're going to do this for five more years and see how it goes. This is a one-off.
Yeah, do you believe Chad Morris when he says, it's a different venue, it's historical, I like it? Do you think he's just kind of trying to
put a spin on it?
Yeah, trying to make a spin, trying to make it sound good.
What is he going to say?
That's a piece of crap.
I mean, you know, we don't like it. It's not up to our standard, but we're going to make the most of it. I mean, what's he going to say?
What he said? I mean, that's the best thing you can say.
So, I mean, again, I think his concern, and it should be, is the lack of ability to talk to the recruits and utilize this as a tool for recruiting. That's the thing that he should be the most concerned about.
And as a Razorback fan, you can be concerned about it, too.
Because I don't know that I don't know that the crowd is going to be a whole lot larger or a whole lot smaller because you played it at War Memorial Stadium.
I don't think
the difference will be 10,000 people, one way or the other.
True.
Because no one knows until tomorrow about 1:30 what it's actually going to be till we lay our own eyes on it. I just hope it's more than 20,000 or 25,000.
You can make the argument, though, that if it was in Fayetteville, having the baseball series in town kind of helps out, too, because people are like, while we're here.
That's a great point.
While we're on campus, let's go to the spring game. So I don't, and that's the thing. We can sit here, we can talk about how many people is going to be there. I don't think it's going to be huge either. But we don't know. They could have a lot of people showing out. Maybe a lot of people from the southern Arkansas area try to show up and check it out at War Memorial. Maybe there's a big event going on. I mean, if I was a betting man, since we're at Oakland, I guess it's where the best place to do it.
I got an AmTote machine right here.
Yeah. Since if I was a betting man, I would say that there will be probably less than 30,000 people, especially since it's going to be a little on the chilly side.
If I was a betting man, I'd take the under at 20,000.
Wow. I wonder what they'll actually tell us, though.
But
that's the key.
Not, yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, it is a Fastball Friday. We're going to talk some baseball later in the show. A huge weekend, as you said, playing Auburn. We are at Oakland Park. And it's brought to you by Harry Robinson Buick GMC, a Sierra sell-off this month. They've got to get rid of a lot of Sierras, and they've got the savings and the big discounts just for you. 2018 GMC Sierra trucks, fully loaded professional-grade trucks. Save over $10,000 off right now. And also save nearly $6,500 off on a 2018 GMC Terrain. They're only $22,999 at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. You got your new truck at Harry Robinson.
I sure did, and
nice,
it is awesome.
Bright red truck, so get on by and get your truck at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. Exit 11 off I-540 in Fort Smith.
Yeah, very appreciative for them helping me out. Yeah. They were great people over there, made it as easy as possible, so very fortunate. And that was really the first car that I've actually had myself, since I've only had about two cars in my life, and most of the time it was my parents helping me out with that one.
Now you get your truck.
Now I got me a truck. Now I'm a man. Now I finally made it, Tommy.
Yeah, it puts some hair on your chest.
Now I'm waking up in the morning where I want to just chew on some some bolts and spit them into a can, and it's just I feel alive.
Feel
finally. Finally.
You got raging testosterone going through your veins now, huh? Because you got a four-wheel drive vehicle.
It's amazing how that.
Hey,
all...
it's wet today. You can go find you a mud hole to get into.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty, plenty out there. We'll get to more of Chad Morris and some of the quotes, especially when the positions of the players that he feels like has really made a lot of progression. We'll get to that and more on the Morning Rush live from Oaklawn Racing here in Hot Springs.
The Jonesboro A&P and AR Hoops bring you the NEA Next Level Showcase. Visit Jonesboro April 13th through 15th to catch one of the top girls AAU events in the South. This is a Nike-sponsored event, and teams from Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee will all come to Jonesboro to see who the top team in each division are. Jonesboro has a great selection on hotels and restaurants, and it's the perfect place to shop. With a big university and the population blooming, this will be a great event. Visit www.jonesboro.org to see all the city has to offer. Jonesboro, Arkansas, April 13th through 15th for the NEA Next Level Showcase.
It's a Sierra sell-off at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. With over 10 grand off on a new Sierra this month. 2018 GMC Sierra trucks. Fully loaded professional grade trucks. Save over 10 grand right now. Or save nearly $6,500 off MSRP on a 2018 GMC Terrain. Only $22,999. Low prices, the biggest selection, and more for your trade at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. Exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
This is the Morning Rush.
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com.
I got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
You ever get lucky, Tommy?
Tommy Kraft.
Their parents were acting a fool in the bleachers at the Boys Club.
And Nick Mason.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, and Nick Mason as we're broadcasting live from Oaklawn here in Hot Springs. Sun's starting to come out, so we can see outside now. But
beautiful day if you're a duck, you know.
Yeah, you're out there hanging out. But the rain's let up a little bit. Yeah. Still got some sprinkles out there, but it's a little better.
I guess in Nick's back at the main studio there in the Fort Smith there.
Yeah,
to kill that off there, Nick. I don't think it's raining up that way. So,
no, it's a beautiful day in this great state of Arkansas up here, Kraft.
You're going to have to stop the computer there, Nick. There you go.
Yeah, well, it's always a beautiful day when you're able to wake up to it, and you know, I mean, hey, there's nothing. Rain is needed. It's necessary.
Yeah,
for Arkansas to be as beautiful as it is.
I totally agree. I'm just saying that. Yeah. We are experiencing what has been pretty heavy rain
today. Right.
Part of we are on so many stages. Not everybody in our audience is experiencing the same thing we are this morning.
No, not at all. But that's the way it goes. But really appreciate Oaklawn having us out here. And, I mean, you got this weekend and next weekend, and that's it. I mean, it's amazing how it's flown by. But if you're going to be in the area, you can stop by. We're actually broadcasting live from the Track Kitchen right here next to Oaklawn in the big parking lot. Can't miss it.
Well, I always love being at Oaklawn doing the show. We've for years done the show at the paddock area over near the information booth on the main concourse. You know, and the horses are in there working. You know, they're doing their thing in the morning. And it's always been wonderful. But I'm going to just tell you, the smells over here are better than the smells over there where the horses work.
Much better.
So they've opened the Track Kitchen up now, where it used to be where this was kind of reserved and kind of over here. It was actually behind a fence for years where it wasn't open to the public. Now the Track Kitchen's open to the public. So all you got to do is just come in the main parking lot at Oaklawn. Just come into the building that says Track Kitchen on it. You can come join us for breakfast. They've got these pancakes, John. When Ruskin was here earlier, one of the shows, he ordered the pancakes. They said, hey, Longinati came in and said, Ruskin, you got to have the pancakes. So you order. I'm telling you, they bring these pancakes the size of this laptop computer. I mean,
poof. I don't know if I could do that.
We
I
went mean, to
I,
hey, Nick. We have you been to McLard's down here before?
No, I have not.
Man. I mean, McLard's is a slice of Hot Springs. I mean, if you come to...
It's a staple.
It's a staple in Hot Springs, and anyone listening, you're nodding your head saying, yep. And I hadn't been to McLard's in a while, and I'll just be honest with you. Last time I went, it wasn't real good. It wasn't, you know, I hadn't been there in a while. We went last night, and it was
phenomenal.
Excellent. It was great.
Yeah, it was the first time I've been.
The first time you went, so we said, well, John hadn't been there, so a couple of us went, and it was awesome.
It was amazing. I'm still... I'm full, but I'm satisfied.
Oh, I don't think, you know, it may be another day before I eat again. But it was really, really good.
Yes,
so we started at Rocky's right across the street from Oaklawn, went to Rocky's Corner, and then had a little slice of, which is another iconic place to hang out here in Hot Springs, and then went over to McLard's, which I hadn't been there in years, and... it was really good. I enjoyed our time there.
I did, too. I mean, I've heard about it. I know my dad always talked about, oh, if you're in Hot Springs, you go to McLard's. But, see, I never, as a kid, even in college, I just never went to Hot Springs very often.
Yeah.
And once I kind of went to the horse races for the first time, it got me hooked, and I was able to see a lot of the stuff and all that. And now that I finally got the chance to go to McLard's, I'm like, okay, now I see what everyone was talking about. Now I see how amazing it is. But you're right, Tommy. I don't know if I'll eat today.
Yeah, it was a group of us, and we shared a tamale spread, half order of the tamale spread.
I couldn't imagine what the full order looked like.
And then you had those loaded fries, and
that's the thing is, like, I am a sucker for French fries and a bunch of stuff on them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I got. So. But, no, it's a great time down here, and there's always so many things to do in Hot Springs, and there's so many things going on, and with the racing going on this weekend and then next weekend and all that, it's always lively.
We're full, but I'm telling you, if you get one of these pancakes here, that's where I was headed
with
the story.
There you go. Yeah, let's get back to that.
The pancake here at the Track Kitchen, that's where I was starting with this story. Then I got to talk about another place to eat. We talk too much about eating, I guess. But
we do that.
You don't order a stack. You order one. That's all I'm just telling you. Order one, because I don't think you can finish one.
I could guarantee it right now. I probably couldn't. But see, I'm a huge pancake fan, too, so I might be able to, you know, find a way to shovel it down my gullet. But,
it looks amazing. Here.
Well, yeah, we may have to. I don't know if you want to get me while I'm on the air when I want to eat. I might explode because of how much I'm full.
Like a tick.
Yeah, we don't need that going on the air. But no, it's been a great time, though, in the time we've been here.
So people got choices this weekend.
That's right.
Come to Oaklawn. You can have a great time and hang out at Oaklawn. You got this weekend and next weekend's the Derby. You can go to Little Rock, go to War Memorial. I think some of the best stuff, and hopefully the weather's not going to mess up tonight, because there's going to be some great baseball beginning tonight in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Auburn. That is going to be epic. Is that the right word? It's going to be another great weekend. It's what you do anymore when you have, you know, Southeastern Conference baseball, and it's in Fayetteville for this weekend. So another huge series with Arkansas and Auburn. Auburn's number 13. Arkansas is number 5. Big weekend series there. You got the Masters on TV. So, I mean, just another huge sports weekend, and people got a lot of choices, to make when it comes to what they want to do this weekend. So I wonder, the spring game, does it suffer because of that? You know, tonight you got Blaine Knight, 2.01 ERA, taking on Casey Mize, another outstanding pitcher.
Very,
I think a lot of people are going to show up for that. We're going to talk with Scott Tabor in about an hour about this. Guys, this is a huge, game for college baseball tonight. You got two of the best pitchers in the league going at it tonight. I know they're not on the field at the same time, but this is going to be fun watching these two guys pitch tonight for their respective teams.
And let's be honest, anytime you go up against an SEC team in baseball, it's always going to be a huge series, no matter what numbers next to them, even if they're not ranked. I know Arkansas is going to be playing some teams this year in the SEC that aren't ranked, but it's with the way that Florida and Ole Miss, both the previous SEC series ended, where you felt like you were in great position to win, you came up short there in the rubber matches as you won game one, but were unable to close it out. You got to have this one. You got to get this one.
Have you seen Casey Mize's line?
I have not, no.
Listen to this. Right-handed pitcher starting the night for Auburn. I mean, 2.11 ERA. Right, that's pretty good.
But
Blaine Knight's 2.01.
Yeah.
But listen to the rest of it. 6-0 record, 70 strikeouts, and only walked 3.
So what you're saying is, Tommy,
is that he likes to throw strikes, and he's good at striking people out.
Now, exactly. Blaine Knight, 5-0 record.
Not bad.
43 strikeouts.
Pretty good.
10 walks.
And we all know Blaine Knight's a really good pitcher, and this guy,
70 strikeouts, 3 walks. 6-0 record.
So, man, it may be one of those low-scoring affairs tonight for Arkansas and Auburn. Of course, I say that, and it'll end up being 11-10.
Who was it? I think it was David Price and Nick Schmidt. Oh, this has been 10 years.
Oh, yeah, that was a time machine right now.
It's going to be one of those kind of nights where you're watching two future pros, two guys that are going to be in the show someday, going at it tonight. So tonight's one of those nights you don't want to – hopefully the weather doesn't mess this thing up. Hopefully everything goes off because tonight's one of those, I think, potentially special nights of college baseball at Bomb Stadium.
And Arkansas has won all three of the opening games in their SEC series. So we'll see if that's again tonight.
I remember being at that Arkansas-Vanderbilt game. God, that's been more than 10 years ago.
It was early mid-2000s.
Yeah, that's 12, 13 years ago. We're going back now. But those are the kind of games that stick out and you remember because you were watching, you could recognize what you're watching. Hey, this is a high-level game. I think tonight you got a chance to see a real high-level performance tonight from these two teams.
Well, with those two stat lines from those guys, I can totally see why.
So what's going to win out? Arkansas's bats and Arkansas's lineup? Can they get to this guy in Mize? Or can, because I think you got two great pitchers here. It's going to be interesting to see the game within the game tonight, as they say in baseball.
And if Arkansas can get that game one win, that's all well and good. But you got to find a way to get those timely hits in game two and three. You got to find ways.
So is it baseball? You go to baseball tonight, then drive down to Little Rock tomorrow. It's huge, event going on there. But are people fired up and going on? I mean, this is to me as a statement opportunity for Central Arkansas, who is, depending on who you talk to, they're resolved to keep a game going in Little Rock. They want Arkansas and Hunter Yurecek to know that, by God, we're serious about keeping Razorback football in Central Arkansas. Well, to me, if you're resolved to do that, and damn it, we want Razorback football tradition continued down here, don't you have to make a statement with how many people show up for that? I know it's a practice, but you can't have 9 or 10 or 15,000 or under 20,000 there for this game tomorrow, for this red-white game. To me, if you're Central Arkansas and you're demanding that a game continue to be played at War Memorial Stadium, you got to come out in big numbers.
I've been saying that for the past 3 years for Little Rock fans and people who want those games in Little Rock. These are the opportunities that you have to say, we can do this, we deserve it, we want it, and we'll show out for it. And I don't think Hunter Yurecek is going to be sitting back. Of course, I don't know. Maybe he is, but I don't think he's going to be sitting back and just saying, okay, so how many people are going to be here? How many people are here? All right, well, if it doesn't get to 22,000, then we're not going to play games down here. But it's just showing an impact. And also, Chad Morris put the pressure on the fans. Show up. You want to be a part of it? Show up.
What number would make a statement to you?
A statement in a good way or a bad way?
Both.
Okay. If you want to go in a good way, I think if you got 30,000 people, I know it's a lot. That's over half full. But if you got 30,000 people, that'd make a great statement.
Okay.
Under 10,000 would be a bad statement.
Ooh, that would be bad.
I mean, that would be like, wow. So we went through all this. We made this into a big event. We came down to Little Rock. We're trying to get everyone excited. And y'all can't even show up for just to practice, just to be excited about the thing with the recruits and all that.
I'm going to go 40 and 20. You get more than 40 there, you've made a strong statement.
If you get more than 40,
you've made a strong statement. If there's under 20 there, I'm concerned about, we're going to have to do something about amping up the level of excitement for Razorback football.
And we're going off because right now it looks like the weather will be decent. It's not going to be pouring rain. So we're going off of the fact that the weather will be manageable for a lot of fans. So, I could see that. If it got to 40,000, I'd be floored. Mm-hmm. And I think that all the fans and, you'd have to give kudos to everyone down there. But less than 20,000, I mean, that's a good number, too. I just don't know because we've never seen this before. We've never had a spring game in Little Rock, at least not in a very long time, to be able to compare it to anything.
Yeah. It's Fastball Friday. Lots to choose from this weekend. Brought to you by Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith. They're having a Sierra sell-off at Harry Robinson Buick GMC this month. Coming off a record month, in the 30-plus years they've been in business at Harry Robinson, they sold more new cars and more vehicles in the month of March than ever before. It's the biggest month they've ever had, and they thank everyone for that. They're going to have another big month in April, and they got over $10,000 off, and it's been the prices and it's been the selection. General Motors has stepped up with huge rebates. They got them again this month, $10,000 off on new Sierras. They've also got Buick Encores. They sold 67 Buick Encores last month, and they got a great selection again this month. They're working to get more there, $18,999. So get by and see them at Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
Coming up next, Kirk Elmquist, Tournament Director of Bass Pro Shops, Legend of Golf. You do not want to miss it. This is the Morning Rush.
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
On air and streaming now on HitThatLine.com. This is The Morning Rush.
All right, welcome back into The Morning Rush. Now that we got our equipment back, because Tommy Kraft is the employee of the year, he's got my vote. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's my boss and he writes the checks or anything like that. But look at you coming, Mr. On the Spot, ready to roll.
I'm telling you, I haven't had that happen in a while. We're talking to Tracy. It happened like right at the end, and I thought it was just a fluke because we've had a little lightning, a little pops of whatever, and the piece of equipment we broadcast on, it kind of rebooted and just, all right, I turned it off, turned it back on, we were fine. Get to the end of the segment with Tracy there, which was, by the way, I don't know if you did the read there, brought to you by Calico County and by River Valley Primary Care Services. Did you get the read in, Nick?
I got all of the above in.
You the man. You the man. All right, so it dies again on us. Just, boop.
Gone.
So, won't reboot again. So, fortunately, we had for whatever reason yesterday, I packed two sets of gear to come down here. So, I ran out in the car in the pouring down rain, and in a matter of about 5 minutes, I was able to salvage what's left of the show here.
Hashtag God's plan, Tommy.
I guess.
You're on the roll ready to go.
I'm just glad I threw both sets of gear in the car, or we'd be huddled around a cell phone the rest of the way.
Seriously. So, but, hey, it ended up working out. But we're back on the air.
Why you always, if you got gear, why leave it in the studio where it does you no good?
That's right. Absolutely. Well, let's get to our on-the-spot question of the day.
Or as Nick just says, I was just tweeted by someone, thanks for not giving us 30 minutes of Nick.
Thank you, Bill, we saved the show.
Although that had been 30 minutes, we could have just gone over here and eaten pancakes and eggs.
Yeah, we could have found something to do.
Or Nick was accusing us of, we could have just went and put it all on black, you know.
Yeah.
The only reason I know you didn't do that, the casino is not open yet.
Well,
semantics. Don't have to worry about that. Anyways, our on-the-spot question of the day presented by Washington Regional.
Yeah, Walker Heart Institute at Washington Regional. I may need the Walker Heart Institute after that little fire drill we had a minute ago. Preventative and acute care as well as the management of chronic conditions. 11 board-certified cardiologists and innovative leaders providing Northwest Arkansas's first electrophysiology programs, outpatient heart failure clinic, valve clinic, and lipid clinic. Plus, Washington Regional is the first in the state to be accredited by the American College of Cardiology as a chest pain center, life-saving PCI intervention and resuscitation. For a complete list of locations and services, go to walkerheart.org.
Question of the day is, what will have your attention this weekend? Is it going to be the Razorback Spring Game, Razorback Baseball Series against Auburn, or the Masters, or other? Now, Tommy, with those four options, which one do you think is leading the pack right now? You haven't seen it, so who's
I haven't seen it. It's probably going to be a surprise answer to me. I'm going to say, probably knowing our audience, I'm going to say it's the red-white football game.
How funny, because it's actually the Masters.
The Masters. Well,
neither one of them.
That gives me, that restores my faith in the audience.
41% of you right now in the course of the,
good
you can
the
go
audience.
And vote on the question on Twitter at Morning Rush Show, but 41% say the Masters, 39% say the spring game, 14% say Hog Baseball.
Well,
I mean, I guess I'm a little surprised by that.
Well, first of all, our audience is statewide.
That's right.
We have listeners all over the state.
That's right.
And as much as we enjoy the success of Razorback baseball in the Western Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas corridor, it's still not quite the statewide sport we like to think it is. So a lot of these folks that are voting in this live in Little Rock. They live in Arkadelphia. They live in Texarkana. They're listening in Nashville this morning. They're listening not in Benton County, Washington County, Crawford County, Sebastian County. Razorback baseball is a bigger deal on the western side of the state than it is in Pulaski County or Faulkner County or somewhere over, you know, just is. It's the way it is. So, but I am surprised the Masters is leading. Edging it out at this point.
Yeah.
And that raises my, you know, because I'm going to be honest, that's what I vote for is the Masters.
The Masters.
Because it's once a year, and I'm just not going to miss, I'm not giving up watching the Masters. I love Razorback baseball. I'm going to watch Razorback baseball this weekend. But if you told me, hey, we'll drop you in out of a helicopter into your seats, I'm still staying home and watching. If I don't have to drive up there, hey, you just show up. We'll cook the food. If there's not a TV there for me to watch the Masters, I'm probably not going because the Masters is the most important sports thing for me this weekend.
Well, obviously the Hawks spring game is not going to have any big major impact on the Razorback success this upcoming season.
I'll watch it on TV, too.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm not going to miss these Razorback events.
No.
But I'm going to watch them on TV.
Yeah.
I'm not going to miss the Masters.
But it's one of those things where if you have the three and it's like, okay, all three of these things are going on all the exact same time, which one are you watching over the other two? And it's, for people right now, 41% say the Masters. And I don't necessarily blame them. There's a lot of storylines. And like you said, it's once a year. Hawks spring game is not going to impact the season. And the Hawk baseball game series against Auburn, yeah, it's important. Yeah, you want to win it and all that. But there's three games going on in it. And, you know, if Arkansas wins it, then great. But it's not going to say, oh, if they lose the series to Auburn, then the season's over.
It's the fourth of 10 conference series.
Yeah, you got plenty of time there. So I guess I was just a little surprised that people weren't Razorback driven to it. But it makes sense because it is the Masters.
It tells me, A, we got more golf fans than I thought we'd had in the audience. And, B, it tells me the non-golf fan, the novice, you know, they're paying attention. You know, that the Masters has that kind of draw. So,
Since we're talking about golf and now that we figured out that we have a lot of golf listeners, I'm going to do a shameless plug, if you'll allow me to do so.
As long as it's shameless.
If you are out there listening, and you are a golfer, and you like to go golfing, but maybe you don't have someone to golf with, invite me so I can make you feel better about your game.
You could definitely do that.
Yeah, I could go out there, and I could make it look to where, man, I feel really good about myself because John's over here slicing everything into the water. And even though I love to play golf, I'm not great at golf. I enjoy playing. So
as long as you know where the ice machine's at,
that's all that matters. So, and as long as it's beautiful outside and it's nice weather for it, I can drive the cart around. I can find stuff to do. You know, I can take out my irons and try to hit it a little bit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So right in the lumber yard.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but man,
it's good luck in Haiti.
Yeah. No, but so there's my shameless plug. So if you want to play golf, hit me up on Twitter. Yeah.
There you go.
And I'll go play.
At your neighbor, John.
I changed it.
Yeah, that's right.
Rush John Neighbor.
Rush John Neighbor, yeah.
Because I'm all about the show.
Are you paying if the people hit you up? Or
You know, Nick, don't ask questions and follow-ups with that because if people want to pay, I'm not going to deny them that request.
He's providing the
I'm asking, are you paying? Not let's get them to pay.
No, that's what I'm saying. If they want to pay, then that's fine. I will allow them to do so. But I am not going to stand here and try to deny people and saying, no, none of you can pay. I'm the one that has to pay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So are you paying?
Alligator arms. I think he's got alligator arms.
I'm all about charity.
Yeah.
I'm all about charity here
for
on the
himself,
radio show.
Yeah. For himself. Southern Tire Mart, your source for the River Valley's favorite quality brands of tires, and they're in Fort Smith and all over the state, too. They'll beat or meet any advertised price tires on the same brands of tires. So if you find a better price, they're going to meet or beat it at Southern Tire Mart. Choose from America's favorite brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, knowing you're going to get safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires with exceptional value. Plus, you can get your oil changed for just $24.95 as well. Big savings. And the best service is at Southern Tire Mart. Find them online at stmtires.com.
I hope people start tweeting at me, inviting me to play golf.
Maybe
they got one of those.
Hope
sweet
your computer doesn't break like this equipment from all the tweets you're getting ready to get.
I'm sure
they can't wait.
Maybe somebody hits me up and they're like, "Hey, I have this membership over this place called the Blessings. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but we got a foursome coming. Yeah. We need a fourth.
Yeah,
I'm your guy. I'm going to help out.
I'm just here to serve. I'm just here to serve, folks.
I'm here for the people.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you out. It's not about me and my own self-promotion and me trying to get in on free golf games. It's none of that.
No.
It is about me helping you out. Although the weather is not
just
really
a man of the people.
Yeah. weather's not very golf friendly right now, but it'll warm up. It'll get nicer. And then,
it needs to dry up where we're at.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't need to do that. We literally have a river running in front of us in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, you could have a boat.
Kayak out in that.
Yeah, kayak in that and all that. Hoping it lights up. And the thing is like, I don't know about you, Tommy, but we both parked pretty close to the front because of the rain and all that.
Well, when you get here at 4:45, you get prime parking at a quarter till five at most places.
We beat the rush a little bit.
Exactly.
But, you know, even going out there into that rain and into that spot, even though we're close to it, I hate it. I hate getting out in the rain. I'm just not a fan of it. So kudos to you for sprinting out there and getting the extra equipment for us.
That's why I'm not going to hate it all when I'm watching you load it all here in a minute. So.
Oh, I don't remember talking about that. I don't remember the deal on that. I don't remember that because, you know, Tommy, this is pretty intense equipment. I don't know if you trust me with it.
Maybe that's what broke it.
maybe that was the issue there. But no, but it's been fun hanging out, though, here in Oak Lawn and in Hot Springs and all that.
So, you know, always a good time. And, again, infield's going to be open this weekend if the weather doesn't spoil that. And next weekend going to be the Derby, so should be a lot of fun here at Oak Lawn. And some big stakes races as they get down to the Horse Racing Festival of the South here. And a couple big weekends left here, just two weekends. And, of course, the Arkansas Derby next weekend. And you could win that Toyota truck and that pontoon boat and trailer this weekend here at Oak Lawn.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we were coming up to the final segment of the day, but you know, we've been trying to make a name for that final segment.
We thought that it deserved something better than just the final segment.
Yeah, we like to be creative here on the show sometimes. Maybe, and, you know, we're trying to come up with a name, a hot garbage segment.
Well, you know, all the
dumpster fire segment.
Something, all the hot garbage that we didn't get in the show that, you know. It's kind of like, you know, a smorgasbord. Everything that's left that we didn't get in the show, maybe we put in
just
that
pile
segment.
It in. And
we always do the poll question there, so. I don't know. We gotta come up and put our creative thinking caps on, our brain power. We gotta bring it all together here and come with one great creative name that you'll forget, of course.
I'll forget it.
Like three in the lane that we do it every day at the same time.
Well, of course, I don't know because I may not forget it because Nick Mason's not going to talk as much probably in the final segment. So yeah, I won't have
don't
to.
Kid yourself.
Yeah. Well, hey, just avoid talking basketball, and you know what? 9 times out of 10. Nick Mason will just be hanging out in the background. So.
Don't kid yourself. But,
we'll get into the last segment of the day, working title. Mm-hmm. That's what we'll call it. But we'll get into that and close out the show live from Oak Lawn on the other side of the break. This is the Morning Rush.
This is Fastball Friday.
You've been listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. And thanks for downloading the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.